getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go, time for another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Sit back, relax, or don't. Put your dancing shoes on. Whatever works for you. This is a very easy operation here. There are absolutely no requirements on your part except that you turn it up and enjoy, all right? I got another stack of great old-time polka records to play for the show this week, so glad you're along with. And, yeah, we'll get things rolling here. The Oompa Hour marches on, which implies German, I think. Doesn't it? Oompas kind of imply German-style old-time music because, like, the Polish records don't seem to oompa. Like the German records do, you know what I mean? But we're going to start out with a Polish record, but I got a German record coming up next. This is so Polish, Eddie Blazancik's Versatones, for Pete's sake, and he's even singing in Polish. This is the Looking for a Boyfriend Polka.
Trzy razy pukała, chłopca pokochać szczerze, to co ja bym chciała. Chłopca co czarne oczy ma, bym się w nic przejrzeć mogła, głęboko aż do dna. Zakukaj kukułeczko, zakukaj jeszcze raz. Chłopiec może usłyszy, pokocha mnie zaraz. I może się zlituje na biedną dolę mą. Szczerze mnie pocałuje, weźmie za żonę swą.
Eddie Blazancik's Versatones, Looking for a Boyfriend Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're doing it with us for another week. Now, I mentioned we get some German style here because it is the Oompa Hour. Sometimes I feel like we're a little behind on our Oompa requirements. I don't know. Do you hear noise in the background? Do you hear that? It's a noisy show this week. It's warm in the studio. I got a little fan running over here that I tried to make it not blow into the microphone, so it's not sounds like I'm working in a tornado or something. There's some dudes working on something in the street with a bunch of noisy equipment. And fortunately, the big studio windows are pretty well sealed up, but still, that's why it's hot in here. Anyway, just ignore it and we won't care. If I wouldn't mention it, you probably didn't even know. Anyway, something German style, the Ivan Kael Band, the Ivan the Great, it says right on the record. And this is the Hopeless Polka.
Thank you.
right, there you go. Hopeless Polka there. And the Ivan Kale Band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Just keeping the polkas rolling today. I'm telling you, we got a bunch of them here. And I don't know if I have anything to complain about this week or not. It's always better if I don't. It's happy music for happy people. That's what they've said about polkas, I think, since the beginning of time. So I'll try not to be a whiner this week. How about the Michigan Polkatels? Now that is a fun band and a great record cover, too. This is the Go-Go Musicians Polka.
Samba, just play go-go polka. I'll take my darling and we'll be jolly dancing around the floor. Don't bump me, Johnny, don't push me, Mary, so I can dance go-go some more.
They have on the Michigan Polkatels and the Go-Go Musicians Polka. None of them are go-go musicians. There were no dancing girls in mini skirts wearing go-go boots in cages along the side of the stage. If you remember the wild 60s, you had a visual when I just described that. Anyway, the Michigan Polkatels here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Got the Ample Airs here. And well, I don't actually have them here like in the studio. I have the record here, though. And oh, it's one of those weeks, isn't it? This is the Temptation Polka.
We'll be right back.
All right, there you have it. Ample Airs there, and the Temptation Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Before we get to Jimmy Stir and the orchestra, let's talk for a moment about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Invite you to stop by. You know, if you're planning a road trip or you're thinking about something as we head toward fall, and you're thinking you'd like to go someplace fabulous, the North Shore of Lake Superior is a fabulous place to be in the fall because, you know, you got tons of trees going up the side as you're coming up out of Lake Superior on the hills and the stuff there. And there's hiking trails and campgrounds and waterfalls and amazing sights to see. And the deal is that if you arrive in the Duluth Superior area before you head up the North Shore on Highway 61 and take in all the amazing sights, it's been one of my favorite places to go like since in the last 50 years, for Pete's sake. You could stop at the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, right there on Belknap Street. Check it out. Imagine 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. Play all sorts of them, just stuff that would boggle your mind. They've got a groovy gift shop. They've got a beautiful concert hall. They have all sorts of information, historical data, documents, and stuff. It's worth a visit, and then you make a whole trip out of it this fall up the North Shore. Plan for it, man. Bring your RV. Why not? Plenty of campgrounds and stuff like that, too. And including campgrounds where, like, you can't have anything but a tent, you know, if you like to go the rustic way. And, you know, for people like me, plenty of beautiful hotels and resorts, too. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org on the internet. You'll be amazed and shocked. It could be more than you can take. Check it out, worldofaccordions.org. All right. Jimmy Stir and the orchestra over here on turntable number two. And I'm telling you what, this record's got a little owie at the beginning. I don't know if it's got a skip in it or a booger on it or if it's got a scratch in it. The record looks like brand new, except at the very beginning. And I spit on it and rub my finger on it using my magical powers. And we're going to see if we can't just kind of sneak right into this record and get it to play, huh? The Grammy Award winning Jimmy Stir, because he won like a ton of them. So did Frankie Yankovic. This is the Sweet Rosie Kowalski Polka. See, I'm just kind of sneaking in on it. I think it's going to work. Let's see here. Uh-oh, there's trouble. Ah, hey, we made it past the icky part. Here we go.
Oh, my sweet Rosie Kowalski, she's my little rose. She's my polka honey, most everyone knows. And when we are married, how happy we'll be. Sweet Rosie Kowalski, and Rosie Kowalski loves me. And when I'm feeling down and lonely, and misery's going through my brain, I look into your big blue eyes, so I'll tell you once again. You're my sweet Rosie Kowalski, you're my little rose. Now you're my polska pani, most everyone knows. And when we are married, how happy we'll be. Now I love sweet Rosie Kowalski, and Rosie Kowalski loves me.
There you go, Sweet Rosie Kowalski, Jimmy Stir and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. We had to kind of sneak into that one. See, that's because on this show, we actually play records. The whole show every week comes off of phonograph records. So every now and then you hit one with a little booger in it, you know, or some dirt on it or a little scratch in it or something. And you got to work with it, man. Sometimes you got to put some spare change on the tone arm. Ah, you remember those days, don't you? Now, here's a record I know has never been on the show before because I just unwrapped it and got it out of the package, even though it's like 40 years old. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. Actually, the record it has polka hop dancing lessons on it. And the instructions are on the back of the record. Oh, it's from 1977. Okay. And all the instructions are on one side of the record, and then the other side has songs. So after you've learned how to dance on one side of the record, you can flip it over and actually dance to the song on the other side. See, it's very, very useful. Anyway, Lester Shuft and the Country Dutchman. This is the Musicians' Come and Play Polka. That's the Musicians' Come and Play Polka, Lester Shuft and the Country Dutchman here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week here. Hey, don't forget, you can always get us in touch with us. We can talk to ourselves here on the Zumpa Hour. If you have a request, dedication, question, comment, you just want to test your phone and see if it works, you could call or text us at area code 218-259-2985. Again, 218-259-2985. It'd be cool if that spelled out polka or something, but it doesn't. It doesn't spell anything. But it would be nice if it did. Then I'd remember the number. It's written right here on a piece of paper. It's been written here on this little piece of paper, sitting in the studio for like 4 years now. Anyway, you could also email us, oompahour@aol.com and facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You can find us there too. Now, I know we've never played this show, a song on the show before, because I would remember it. And if you've listened to the show for some time, you know that one of my all-time favorite songs is Just Another Polka. And I don't mean it's Just Another Polka. That's the name of the song. And it's one of those songs. It gets stuck in my head, and I'm going to play it now. And it's going to be stuck in my head for like a week. In fact, later I'm going out to mow the lawn. I guarantee you the entire time I'm mowing the lawn, I'll be singing Just Another Polka to myself. But this version is by the Chi-Town Express. And I do not recall having ever played this. In fact, the cellophane was still on the record. So I'm pretty sure this has not been on the show, and I'm pretty sure I have not heard this version of it. And to make it more complicated, When they made the record, they goofed. And they put the side two label on both sides of the records, which is a different song. So I couldn't find the darn song, but I did anyway. Here's the Chi-Town Express. It is just another polka.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet? Just another polka, like any other polka. The sound of the music has charmed. This is just another polka, but holy smoka, oh, what a girl in my arms. I'm dancing with an angel, with an angel, an angel, an angel. I'm dancing with an angel. That's why the band is sounding better from the moment that I met her. Yes, I'm dancing with an angel, with an angel, an angel, an angel. She's got me dancing like I never thought I could. Oh, Arthur Murray never had it so good. This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet? Just another polka, like any other polka. The sound of the music has charmed. This is just another polka.
There you go. Oh, trick ending. See how they're messing with the disc jockey? They sneak a little trick ending on there. See, had I played that before, I would have been aware of that. And I wouldn't have made a fool of myself. Just another polka, the Chi-Town Express. I think that's the only version of it we have, or at least that I've run into here in the studio, that's got the push-style accordion in it. So there you go, Chi-Town Express. It's just another polka. Now, you know, on the show every week, we always include at least one waltz. There may have been rare occasions where I goofed up and forgot to include a waltz, but we try anyway. And I don't think I've ever played this one either. Ralph Hutmaker. And this record says it features the 1-2-3 waltz, and I don't think I've ever played it. Ralph Hutmaker and the band, this is the 1-2-3 waltz.
Yeah. just you and me. We're dancing to the 1, 2, 3. As we glide across the floor, I'll hold the one that I adore. Come dance with me so merrily. There'll always be a 1, 2, 3.
There you have it, Ralph Hutmaker, the 1, 2, 3 waltz. You're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I hope you're listening on purpose. If somebody's not forcing you to listen to this, that can happen. Like if you're on a road trip and Grandpa says, "We're putting on the polka show." Hey, it's fun. Just relax and enjoy it. You might be surprised. Now, I play a lot of records by the Shimoleskis, whether it's the Shimoleski Funtime Band, the Shimoleski Brothers, the Shimoleski Orchestra, the Shimoleskis. They go by all these different names over like 100 years of being like one of the longest existing family bands in the history of music. And I do not believe that we have ever played the Finnish sauna song. Now, see, a lot of us call it a sauna. You know, that's that wooden thing, all the hot steam humidity stuff you go into made out of wood, and you whap each other with pine boughs and all that baloney. It's not baloney. Don't pick it on our saunas. But if you're Finnish, you say sauna. Sauna, not sauna. So I wanted to clarify that. And we got a lot of Finnish folks around here where we do the Oompa Hour, and very rarely do we come up with a Finnish song. And I'm certain this has never been on the show before. Here is the Shimoleski Fun Time and the Finnish Sauna Song.
To play one for Toivo and Eno, that little Finnish song that Kuko sings sauna, I give you Kalemoika.
Kuka's in the sauna, lemmitte. Kuka's in the lulu-hita. Kuka's in the sauna, lemmitte. Kuka's in the lulu-hita. Papa's a sauna, lemmitte. Mama's a lulu-hita. Papa's a sauna, lemmitte. Mama's a lulu-hita.
You Polish guys do that one more time, okay.
Kuka's in a sauna, lemmitte. Kuka's in a lulu-hita. Kuka's in a sauna, lemmitte. Kuka's in a lulu-hita. Papa's a sauna, lemmitte. Mama's a lulu-hita. Papa's a sauna, lemmitte. Mama's a lulu-hita.
Here's your Kalemoika now.
There you go, Shimoleski Fun Time there, the Finnish sauna song here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hey, every week we're doing this. Believe it or not, every single darn week we are together Speaking of every single darn week. Okay, I'm going to try to find something just because it's funny and ridiculous to play for you after we hear this next record, if I can find it. I got to do some digging through my old recordings here, and I'm going to see if I can find something. It's just stupid and funny. It has nothing to do with old-time music, but it's only a minute long, and it's worth it. I'll see if I can find it. In the meantime, it's something I ran across this week that I forgot I had tucked away. And I was very amused. Joe Kirpik and the Polka Jacks. Why not? This is the Saturday Night Polka.
Saturday night is the treat that we live for down at the old town hall, where we always have a ball. The orchestra will play and everyone will be so gay, boys and girls and old folks too. You wouldn't believe the things we do. And we'll sing, sing, sing till our throats get sore. And we'll dance, dance, dance till we can't dance no more. And we'll drink, drink, drink till we can't even pour. And with a little bit of luck, why, we'll make it to the door. Saturday night is the treat that we live for down at the old town hall, where we always have a ball. The orchestra will play and everyone will be so gay, boys and girls and old folks too. You wouldn't believe the things we do. And we'll sing, sing, sing till our throats get sore. And we'll dance, dance, dance till we can't dance no more. And we'll drink, drink, drink till we can't even pour. And with a little bit of luck, why, we'll make it to the door. And we'll sing, sing, sing till our throats get sore. And we'll dance, dance, dance till we can't dance no more. And we'll drink, drink, drink till we can't even more. And with a little bit of luck, why, we'll make it to the door.
Right, there you go, Joe Kirpik and the Polka Jacks. That's the Saturday Night Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And I end up just, I'm going to play something totally ridiculous and unnecessary and has nothing to do with the music. But I thought it was really funny. You're probably familiar with a performer by the name of Taylor Swift. She is rather popular in the world of popular music, you know, like that the kids listen to. And maybe people who don't polka, I don't really know. But about 10 years ago or so, Taylor Swift made an appearance on a radio show in Minneapolis. And I gotta find this now, and I gotta push all the right buttons to make this play, because this is not out of my, this is not a record, obviously, it's a recording. And I don't usually use these buttons. Let's see. Anyway, so Taylor Swift was on this show. And you know, here in Minnesota, now I produce this show in Minnesota. I've been in Minnesota. Basically, ooh, smack your head on the microphone again, Tim. Okay, I will. I've been in Minnesota pretty much all my life. I've been speaking Minnesota English for more than 60 years. Do I sound like any character you've ever heard on TV where they, oh, Minnesota accent? Well, maybe. If I have to say things like boat or toast, it sounds kind of Minnesotan. But Taylor Swift was on this radio show 10 years ago in Minnesota. And she offered up her impression of a Minnesota soccer mom talking. And I had saved this recording of it. And for some reason, when I played the Shimoleskis doing the Finnish sauna polka, or the Finnish sauna song, it reminded me of this, because it's the accents that are kind of overdone. And this is the way Taylor Swift, famous world-traveling singer thinks people in Minnesota sound. So let me just hit this.
What are you going to do as an impression of?
Minnesota soccer mom.
Okay, explain that. Obviously.
It's just Minnesota soccer mom.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what they sound like.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. Okay. Just in my head.
Cool.
Okay, are we ready for this?
I was driving down the road the other day, and I was in my van, and this dang deer just jumped out in front of my van, and I didn't even know what was going on, because I don't know if I swerve, then I might go off the road and hit a snowdrift, and I was just trying to pick up Jimmy from soccer, and I didn't ask for that deer to go out in the middle of the road. If I hit the deer, then I got that on my mind all day, and I gotta clean off my car, and there's possible dents. But then, you know, you gotta think about if you swerve, they tell you not to do that in traffic class. And I was late to pick Jimmy up, and he's like, Mom, you're late, and he's just, you know, nagging at me the whole rest of the day, and it's all because of this dang deer.
Taylor Swift, like 10 years ago on a radio show, doing her impression of a Minnesota soccer mom. The funny thing is, that's exactly what they sound like. No, we do not. Okay, Beer Barrel Polka. Wally Losel, why not? Let's just do it. I'm sure Taylor Swift would expect us to be playing this. Wally Losel there, Beer Barrel Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Again, I find myself having too much fun doing the show and not at all paying attention to what time it is. How can we be three-quarters of the way through the show already? Holy cow! I just saw a meme on the internet. For those of you that don't know what a meme is, it's a clever saying made into a little square photographic thing that people post on their things for you to read. And I thought this one was funny. It says, "Someone just honked to get me out of my parking spot faster. So now I have to sit here until both of us are dead. Oh, man, Frank Hazuka. Why not? This is the Humpty Dumpty Polka. And then it just ends like that, for Pete's sake. Frank Hazuka there and the Humpty Dumpty Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Another record that I'm pretty sure has never been on the show before. Pretty sure. Suddenly I sound like Taylor Swift in that clip we played a little bit ago. You know what? In fact, I'm going to wait to play this song until after we play the commercial. Does that sound reasonable? I'm telling you, the show is going faster than I plan on all the time lately. I guess that's good. They say as you get older, time goes faster. I just didn't expect it would start happening so fast. Anyway, a group called Polka Traditions coming up in just a second. But first, let us go over here and do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kev's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, going to get a couple more tunes into the show here. Maybe three. No, I don't think I'm going to get away with three. I'd like to try that, but I don't think it's going to work out. Polka Traditions. Don't believe we've ever had this record out of the jacket before here on the show. Don't know. I don't recollect, but you know, time just keeps on marching by. This is called the At the Hop Polka.
From Boston, Mass to Baltimore, there's something great we've got that makes the people yell for more. It's called the polka hop. From Jersey out to Illinois, they give it all they've got. And friends, you've never seen such joy as at the polka hop. At the polka hop, my friends, at the polka hop, we sing and swing and do our thing at the polka hop. Hey! At the polka hop, my friends, at the polka hop, we sing and swing and do our thing at the polka hop. There's other music, other bands, but none are half as hot. The greatest times throughout the land are at the polka hop. They're singing, dancing everywhere, the troubles they forgot. They're even jumping in the air at the polka hop. At the polka hop, my friends, at the polka hop, we sing and swing and do our thing at the polka hop. Hey! At the polka hop, my friends, at the polka hop, we sing and swing and do our thing at the polka hop. The polka is the dance for me, for my friend Mike it's not. Well, he can sit and watch TV, I'll do the polka hop. Now, Freddy loves to drink all day, and Stan won't take a drop. But each gets high in his own way at the polka hop. At the polka hop, my friends, at the polka hop, we sing and swing and do our thing at the polka hop. At the polka hop, my friends, at the polka hop, we sing and swing and do our thing at the polka hop. Now with the life I have my way, I'll polka till I drop. Judgment Day, I'll do the polka hop. Now some will do all right that day, and others they may not. But me, I'll glide through right away, doing the polka hop. At the polka hop, my friends, at the polka hop, we sing and swing and do our thing at the polka hop. Hey! At the polka hop, my friends, at the polka hop, we sing and swing and do our thing at the polka hop.
At the polka hop. That's the polka traditions here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Pretty sure first time we've ever had that record on the show, or that band even. So there you go. I don't know. I'm looking at the, you know, I keep track of the songs I play in every show. I'm not sure, but the list looks short this week. Like, I didn't get in as many records as usual. I don't know what I'm doing. We never go out on a Six Fat Dutchman record here on the Oompa Hour. I don't think it has ever happened before. I make it sound like this is a brand new show. This is show number 281 for those of you keeping track. Think how many polkas you've missed. But let's do it. Let's go out on the Six Fat Dutchman here. And why not one everybody knows, huh? Here's a Pennsylvania polka. Go hailing from down around New Ulm, Minnesota, and the Six Fat Dutchman there, and Pennsylvania Polka, boy from New Ulm, Minnesota to Pennsylvania. That's quite a stretch. Anyway, that wraps up another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old time oldie show. Man, seems like a really busy show this week. Time just flies by. It's crazy, I tell you. But I'll start stacking up some records for next week, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Cabs Records. We'll be back to do it again next week. Fresh stack of records ready to roll. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.